This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast. Hanania's columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. He writes on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Reporter Newspapers, NewsAmericaNetwork.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. An award-winning former Chicago City Hall reporter named Best Ethnic Columnist by the New America Media and recipient of the Sigma Delta Chi Award for writing, Hanania is of Palestinian Arab heritage. He also writes a weekly column every Thursday for the Arab News at ArabNews.com and writes news and features for his website at TheArabDailyNews.com. You can reach him and share your opinions and thoughts by emailing him at rghanania@gmail.com. All his columns are archived at rayhanania.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes.
Readers share fear of street gang violence. October 13, 2016. Street Gangs Part 2, published in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the regional newspapers, and the Reporter newspapers. Last week, I wrote about how most violence in Chicagoland is the result of street gangs, but we're not doing a good job of stopping it. We should treat street gangs as terrorist organizations, stripping them of their rights, stop them, frisk them, throw them in jail before they kill another child. I won't pass the buck and blame it all on Mayor Rahm Emanuel or even the Chicago police. We are all responsible, including and especially the parents of street gang members. Most police are doing the best job they can. Mayor Emanuel has vowed to put 1,000 more police on the streets. I think that's a good idea. But even with more police, we can't stop street gangs from killing people by waiting for them to break the law and then responding. We need to be proactive. We're dealing with dead children and communities living in utter fear. I asked readers who live in areas where killings have occurred in Chicago and the suburbs to share their experiences and offer ideas on what can be done. So many people are living day to day in fear their children might be killed by street gangs. It's not an exaggeration. Imagine hearing gunshots every day and night is not that unusual to many people. One woman in the Back of the Yards neighborhood wrote to me, "Gang-related shootings are so common where I live that when I hear the gunshots, I can usually pinpoint the exact block, if not the approximate address," she shared. Clearly, street gangs are domestic terrorist organizations, but I'm afraid we are on a slippery slope if we start designating them as terrorists. The number of cold cases related to fatal gang shootings is way too high. Certainly, arresting more shooters would make a big difference, and that would involve surveillance of known gang hotspots. Part of the problem, though, is the community doesn't have faith in the police, she said. Many don't believe police respond fast enough, and if the public complains, they believe the gangs will find out who they are. Where I live, people are afraid to be seen talking to police. I can certainly understand that, having had my own problems with our local gang. The police seem unable to do much to protect those who have problems with gangs. Often, people in this situation have to seek out the gang leaders and ask for the harassment to stop, she said. Most of my neighbors seem to feel that calling the police is worse than useless. One woman called regarding gang graffiti, and the police officer switched the topic to the upkeep of her home. The running joke around here is that the police are too busy hunting down notorious women in their 50s because of the numerous stops of older women, she said. She also said residents know where the street gangs hang out and who they are, but complaining doesn't always achieve much. There is a particular area nearby about which I have complained innumerable times. There have been many shootings near that spot recently, including a girl of 17, but I see little has been done about that spot. It continues to be a gang hangout, and people are still afraid to walk down that block. She added, and I agree, gang shootings have increased a lot since Governor Rauner defunded ceasefire and other similar initiatives. I have more responses I will share in future columns and will post on my website at hanania.com. There are just too many. If you live in an area plagued by street gangs and violence, tell me about it so I can share your story. The public needs to hear these stories. Too often, we only listen to the activists, the police, and the politicians. Sometimes we need to hear it directly from you. I'm Ray Hanania.
This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast. Hanania's columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. He writes on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Reporter Newspapers, NewsAmericaNetwork.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. An award-winning former Chicago City Hall reporter named Best Ethnic Columnist by the New American Media and recipient of the Sigma Delta Chi Award for Writing, Hanania is of Palestinian Arab heritage. He also writes a weekly column every Thursday for the Arab News at ArabNews.com and writes news and features for his website at TheArabDailyNews.com. You can reach him and share your opinions and thoughts by emailing him at rghanania@gmail.com. All his columns are archived at rayhanania.com. This podcast is available at Podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes.